Hi.
Hey, you again.
Oh, it's nice to check in, even though obviously I live independently now.
It's great. We love it. You did check in this morning.
I know, but I just had a brilliant history of art sesh. We're looking at a late Rembrandt, the Two Moors. That was the old word for what we would now call African Americans.
Did they have Americans then?
No, I mean, Dutch Americans. No, African Dutchmen?
I think just Africans.
Right. Anyway, the wonderful thing is that Rembrandt paints them as if they were just normal people. Which they were, are. Which they are and were. But Rembrandt wouldn't have thought so. That's my point. Except that he did. But he shouldn't have.
Shouldn't he?
No. Yes, he should. And he did, and that's my point, and that's why it's my favourite.
End of show. It's been fun. I hope you enjoyed yourself listening. You heard, going backwards here, Maston did Turning In. Maxine Sullivan, what a gorgeous voice. Who is Sylvia? Betty Servirt with Something So Wild. Marina Allen did Red Cloud from her album Eight Pointed Star. Helen Reddy, I'd never heard that song before a few days ago. My wife recommended it. I listened to it. What a creepy song. And it was a hit. Wow. Helen Reddy, Angie Baby. And it's about radio. Listening to radio. Lee Morgan with a gorgeous ballad called Twilight Mist from his album Tomcat. Thanks to Gus Bodenheim for the cocktail recipes this afternoon. My name's Irwin. I'll be back next Wednesday, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern, here at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for a special election on 7 Second Delay.
And let the technical problems begin. This is the first ever 7 Second Delay presidential election, we're electing a president of 7-second delay. And I see Andy Breckman, man, on our Zoom call, and I see our two candidates, Pam and Sam, on our call. Can you all hear me? They apparently cannot hear me. I cannot hear them. Let's see here.
Yeah. Uh-oh, Ken says there's technical problems.
No, there we go. Everything's fine.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God.
Welcome to Andy Breckman, the host of this program, 7-Second Delay.
In absentee, yeah.
Thanks for phoning it in, Andy. It's the least you could do.
It's literally...
He's zooming it in.
It's literally the least I could do.
And what's your excuse tonight? Because you're not even in Toronto.
I didn't know I'd have to have an excuse. You never gave me a warning that I should come up with an excuse. Not fair.
So you sound like crap. It looks like Sam has a... It sounds like...
I do?
Yeah, now you sound better. Sam has a decent microphone there.
What about Pam?
And Pam sounds really like crap. Pam, can you move closer to wherever the microphone is?
I have a headset on that has a microphone.
Oh, it doesn't appear to be working on that microphone. Can you move? Maybe?
Good thing we're not on the air yet.
Hold on, wait. I have one of those headset deals too.
No.
Should I try it?
No.
Well, apparently it's not working, Andy.
Okay. Well, you sound fine to me. Oh, I see. But maybe there is a little echoey in your voice. I hope your constituents don't hold that against you.
Sure they will.
That you didn't care enough to do a dress show up to rehearsal.
Pam,
I care enough to use a friggin' headset when I don't.
Well, Pam, it sounds like the microphone on the headset's not what's hooked up, and it seems like the computer has a microphone on it. So if you can just figure out where that might be, and
I already did that, Ken. I just did that now.
Okay. Well, this is what it is. So let's move on.
I'm giving every constituent in this 5 minutes back.
Maybe I can move. Can I move back to the headset now?
Sure.
I want my office to hear everybody.
Yeah.
Pam, maybe that can be your campaign slogan. She don't need no headset.
Yeah. Turn off your speakers so we can talk about all your office workers.
Yeah.
We don't want to have to constrain ourselves.
Yes. Thank you.
So we already know
how about
a little.
This?
We already know a little secret about Pam that we didn't know 10 minutes ago.
Oh, what is
what
that?
Is that?
I know her pronouns.
How did you find out?
They're on the Zoom screen. Can you guess what they are, Ken? Go ahead. Take a shot. Take a shot. You've known Pam now for 10 years. Take a shot.
Either or?
No. No, this is going to rock your world. Are you ready?
They, them?
No.
Oh, my God.
I have gotten this right.
Do I get one more guess?
She, her, hers.
Wait, plural is hers?
Yeah.
Didn't see that one coming.
Hey, maybe that could be a show someday. Ken and I will talk for an hour, and then everyone will try to guess our pronoun.
We're past pronouns, Andy. We're
No, apparently we're not.
No, we're
not. Not in California, we're not.
Not in California, no.
No, baby. They're peaking in California.
The rest of the world is in the post-pronoun.
Yeah, we've moved on.
Post-pronoun era.
I moved on. I moved on the first time I heard them.
So we are electing a president of 7-Second Delay tonight. And, you know, we've had figurehead 7-Second Delay leaders in the past. For example, we had Miss 7-Second Delay. But Miss 7-Second Delay didn't have any real power, I'm embarrassed to admit. Whereas the president of 7-Second Delay is going to be imbued with the power to veto any show topic for the next 12 months. Isn't that right, Andy?
How would that work, Ken? Like, practically, we would call either Sam or Pam and run the ideas that we're considering past them, and they would be able to give a thumbs up or a thumb down.
Well, I think we would have to decide what we want to do and then just tell them. And they give that a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Exactly. And then if they give it a thumbs down, you and I are back to square one. We have to regroup.
Yes.
Oh, just tell me if we have time, just tell me why we're doing this.
This was your idea, Andy.
I don't remember. That's not how I remember it.
Well, I guess it was your idea to elect a president of the program, and it was my idea to give them actual power.
Well, you know what? This is actually giving our listeners some power, because based on Sam and Pam's campaign, yes, promises, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, what happened?
It's produce the...
platform?
Yeah, their platform. Our listeners will be able, in, like, at least to some extent, control the content of our show for a year.
That's true. So tonight,
so there are consequences. This is not just a beauty contest. By the way, Pam, if it was a beauty contest, it's yours, baby.
Aww.
Sorry,
thank
Sam.
You.
I'd vote for Pam too.
Thank you, Andy.
That's but, so, that's, there's a lot more to it, honey.
That's so sweet, Andy.
Yeah, we need to hear a little substance from you.
But, Andy, you're already...
Except during the bathing suit competition segment. And during that 10 minutes, it'll just be more of a visual feast.
So first we're going
to
have...
Sam, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm kind of dreading your bathing suit competition segment.
Well, Ito has subsidized the bathing suit competition.
The bathing suit competition doesn't come until after the town hall. The order of the events is going to be speeches.
Here's me during the bathing suit competition. Now that's a she, her, hers, baby. Now that she got those pronouns exactly right.
Well,
three, my opinion.
Actually, when we elected Miss 7 Second Delay,
yeah,
your line that night was va va voom.
Va-va-voo. How'd that work out? She ended up becoming a friend of the show.
You might not remember, but we did that at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, and you made the entire audience, one person at a time, say, yeah, va-va-voom.
Oh, yeah, we went down the... Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but I've evolved since then. I evolved... Today is Wednesday. I evolved late Thursday night, so I've just been evolved for like 4 days.
Really?
I'm loving it.
What have you evolved into?
I've been evolved into a fully three-dimensional, sensitive man.
Huh. Because you don't look or sound like one.
Shut up. Now, so, how do we do the election?
All right.
How does it practically work?
Okay, how it practically works is we have various electoral events tonight. Speech, debate, town hall, bathing suit. And then at the end of these tonight, or at any time, people can vote by emailing me their vote, ken@wfmu.org. Every vote counts. And don't forget that it's one vote per person, unless you feel very, very strongly about one of the candidates. And then you can vote twice.
But do not abuse that. Do not vote twice unless you feel very strongly about a candidate.
Yeah, don't do it just for kicks.
That wouldn't be fair.
Or just because you can.
Everybody gets one vote unless you feel very strongly. And then we have four superdelegates. That is four regular callers. We're giving them 10 votes each.
Right. There's Nadia, who gets 10 votes.
Yeah.
And then there's the other Nadia, who we met last week. She also gets...
We have two Nadias. We've got Nadias coming out of our butt.
Don't think that just because your name is Nadia, you also get 10 votes.
We're very selective. And then who else gets 10 votes?
Pete the Gardener.
Of course.
Gets 10 votes. And Zachary gets 10 votes.
You know, one strategy.
About Aaron? What about Aaron in Minneapolis?
No, sorry. Aaron does not
get... Are you discriminating?
Yes, exactly. So... Pam and Sam, one strategy might be to tailor your campaign toward the two Nadias, for example. They each have 10 votes.
I'm offering a tax credit for gardeners everywhere.
That's all. There you go.
No, it's just a coincidence. I mean, it wasn't because of Pete, but...
That's a good strategy.
I support Gardeners of America. Always have.
Sam and Pam, I should say, if I may, that you two were selected We actually put a lot of thought into it. We trust your judgment. We trust your taste. You always elevate the show when you call. You become an important part of the show. We love the dynamic when you guys call, and we want your input, but we don't want both your input.
Yeah, well.
So we want the listeners to select one of you, and we think that'll be a fun year. Are there term limits, Ken? Can whoever wins tonight run again next year?
Good question, Andy. And I was also, I had another question for you.
Oh, no.
Why is there no third-party spoiler candidate?
Well, that could be someone. Well, how would that work then? I would just have to be a third candidate.
Yeah, we need a third-party candidate that everybody hates.
Oh, what about Sean?
Sean?
Just remind me who that is.
The guy who stole your package, your AirPod.
Oh, Sean from Scotland, right?
Yes. Wait, are we Sean? Oh, yeah.
Sean from Edinburgh.
Wait, are we inviting people to? Are we introducing a third candidate?
No.
What the hell are we doing?
No. I didn't want to throw that large a wrench into the work. Sorry.
Well, sure. Yeah.
They could vote for Pam, Sam, or maybe they could literally vote for a large wrench. We could just add a wrench to the list.
All right, Andy, we've already killed 15 minutes. Are we ready to begin with the speeches?
We can keep killing more. That's all right.
Exactly. Welcome to my world. Pam gets it so well.
Hey, there you go. Another reason number one.
Avoid the actual show for as long.
Exactly.
There you go. You had
a nemesis. That could be the third candidate. He's no longer living, but you could still vote for him.
Oh, yeah, Hunter.
Oh, yeah, wait.
Hunter. Andy's dead nemesis.
Yeah.
But what if he wins? That would just be an embarrassment.
Well, then you just have to use, what's that game? What's that?
A Ouija board.
A Ouija board, yeah.
Or you'd get in a psychic every week. Someone who speaks to the dead.
Actually not a bad show.
Yeah.
And you're already generating show ideas.
See?
Okay, wait. So how do we do this? Who goes first? Who will give a little speech? I guess you have a short speech, a presentation prepared.
We were going to have a coin toss, but I don't have a coin. Do you have a coin, Andy?
I have a pretend coin. I
can use a $100 bill. Coin. Use one of those $100 bills you light your cigars with.
Okay, I'm flipping the coin. Sam, you're calling heads. And it's landing. Oh, it's heads. Sam, you're going first.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you very much. It's truly an honor to be here tonight and to be the privilege of even running for president of this esteemed institution called 7 Second Delay. I believe Ken and Andy have been on the air for 34 years now, and they've been friends for 31 of those years. I've been listening for 26 of those years. So I got in close to the ground floor. I used to listen back in grad school. Got turned onto the station by a fellow grad school student, a Belgian guy. But I'm not here tonight to talk about Belgians. I'm here to talk about all listeners, Belgian or otherwise, and to represent their interests and to make this show a better place. And I have a few planks to my platform I would like to speak to. For one thing, well, I first of all, let me just say, I feel like I've earned this position because I served as appraiser for a few years at one point when we offered bad show insurance, and I was the judge of that. So now I would be elevated to the role of president where I could just veto bad shows in the first place, cutting out the middleman, no need for insurance. Plus, if we did bring back bad show insurance, I would want to make it affordable for everyone and get rid of the profits inherent in it. Also, I think I'm gonna offer a zinger guarantee. You get one zinger every 5 minutes guaranteed. And no more shows where Andy just gives away money to people. You have to come up with real content. I can say with all my heart that I truly do love the show. I can't believe I got through. I'm Sam the Appraiser. I'm asking for your vote, and I'm not being sarcastic.
Wow. Very impressive, Sam. That's quite a platform you have there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow, you went sincere on us, which I'm not sure is
Oh, crap.
allowed. I'm not sure that's actually in the rule book. But a very sweet speech.
And a very pro Andy platform. He doesn't want you giving money away anymore.
If I had feelings, I know I'd be verklempt right now. I'd be overwhelmed. Okay. And now we're going to hear from our friend Pam in San Francisco. Hi, Pam. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Andy. Thanks so much for having me here. Hi, Ken. Hi.
Just saying hi back.
Thanks, Ken. I thought you were going to say my microphone isn't working again. I'm here not to make 7 Second Delay a better place, because it already is a great place. Oh. I'm here to just ensure that the topics remain rape-free and child molestation-free. So that is my platform. An added benefit will be that you can serve as a model for the country and show that a woman actually can be president. And I think that is up to 7 Second Delay. That is 7 Second Delay's responsibility, truly, as an institution within WFMU and a worldwide presence. So show the country, support the show, and vote for me.
Wow, very good, Pam.
Very good.
Crazy, yeah, wild platform. No more rape jokes, no more child molestation jokes. Andy, what do you think of that?
Well, it'll force me to dig a little deeper, which might be a good thing, right? And now that I've evolved, now that I'm an empowered male, I can see Pam's point. Look, Ken, you and I have often talked that we would love to have more female listeners.
Absolutely.
So this might be the door that we should go through, that we should consider going through. Very good, very compelling. What I like is that they're both very thoughtful, right? They took it very seriously. You've both given me a lot to think about, and for that, I will never forgive you. Maybe our listeners would
you want to go right to town hall? I thought we were.
I don't know. You tell me, Ken. I haven't thought this through as much as I.
I believe it's the debate portion of the show. Now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, of course. How would that structure?
Well, I have. I'm going to ask a question of our two candidates.
Okay.
And they're going to have to take turns answering first.
Okay. Well, since Sam, the appraiser, went first making his opening statements, perhaps Pam should get the first question.
Yeah, so I'll ask the first question, and then Andy, you ask the second question, and we'll also go
does
back.
Does Pam answer the question, and then does Sam get to also answer that question, or is it one question per candidate?
Yes, one person gets to answer, and then the other person gets to answer / respond.
I love this. Okay.
My question for both our candidates, Pam and Sam, is as president of 7 Second Delay, you are going to be imbued with the power to veto any show topic that Andy and I decide on the day before the show. Would you have, as president of 7 Second Delay, vetoed this topic tonight, Pam?
No, especially if I become president as a result of it.
Short and sweet. Sam?
Yep, that's me.
Sam, it's to you.
I probably would have vetoed it, but it would have been the wrong decision because this is working out great. That's honest. That's
that honest. My God, that's what refreshing.
Get used to it, baby. Gonna have a whole year of refreshing honesty under my iron fist.
Okay, Andy.
And which of our two candidates do you think, in your gut, would veto more ideas in the course of the 52 weeks?
I don't want to answer that. I mean, I think some. Well, because I think some listeners out there would want a candidate who vetoes more show ideas, and other listeners would want a candidate.
Okay, wait. Then I have a question, and for both candidates. And this would be for, I guess Sam would go first and then Pam. Okay. You guys are longtime listeners. And in a given year, say the last 52 shows, How many of those shows would you have vetoed if you had been in office at that time? Roughly, just roughly.
Sam? I would say 10 to 15.
Okay, fair enough.
Sam would have vetoed 10 to 15 out of the last 52 shows. And Pam, your answer.
I'm going to go with the exact same number as Sam because I have absolutely no memory of most of the show ideas, which actually works out really well because then I can still sleep at night.
Exactly. It's the secret of my happiness also. I would have said, Ken, how many of the last 52 shows would you have vetoed if I had let you?
Half.
Yeah, I would have vetoed the other half. and that's why our marriage has lasted.
Well, I will say, to the extent, it's often not a show idea. There are instances, and 10 and 15 might be a little bit low, but there are instances where you really would be pulling it out of your ass to try and make it a good show. But it really is up to the what you do with it during the hour. So
the execution.
I don't know that the show idea necessarily has that much to do with the show's success.
Oh, that's very astute. I think you're right, although some ideas are stronger than others and make for more dramatic and exciting shows.
Like when you got zinged with the dog collar. That was a great idea.
I don't recall. Oh, we had a dog.
People collar. Voted.
Oh, a dog collar that would shock you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and people voted on whether it shocked me. Yeah. It was mostly women, as I recall.
Yeah, the classic.
That's my recollection.
The classic electroshock episode.
Yeah. I remember that hour just praying and hoping that my wife would not call.
Well, we're still in the debate portion of the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ken.
And the next question is to me. And Pam, this one comes from our listener, Ken from Hyde Park. Would you state unequivocally your policy on chewing gum on the air?
Unequivocally, I think it is to be discouraged. I think that if we were to enforce a policy of no chewing gum, we might need to get a security person, like collect funds to actually rip it out of Andy's mouth. But I
that
definitely
would be,
think it's...
That would be a great show, actually. Just someone that Pam hired to just hover next to me.
I like that idea a lot.
Grab the gum.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, that's my answer.
Sam, your answer and your response.
I would hire two guys to take the gum out. And
one to hold them down, the other one to rip it out.
Yeah, and it would be a lot more efficient. Just saying. You can go with Pam's plan, but...
Well, there goes,
I'll do it twice as fast.
There goes our whole annual show budget, just hiring these two guys for
exactly.
But for me, one of them would be a woman, so therefore it'll be gender.
Well, there should be two women. You're right.
Of course.
No, he would enjoy that too much.
Yeah, yeah, he would really get off on that.
Oh, but a man and a woman would be okay.
Wait, I would get off on two women grabbing gum.
Well, one of them would have to put you in a headlock and nuzzle your head against her bosom, and the other one would pry your mouth open with a wrench.
Oh, yeah. We need to get a wrestling team, women's wrestling team.
Wait, that's not a bad idea. We're generating some pretty good ideas. We've been doing this for 34 years. All I ask is to do to do stuff I've never done before or seen. Okay, what else?
Andy, you get the next debate question.
Oh, the town hall continues. Is that correct?
Well, this is the debate. We're doing a debate.
Oh, here. The debate. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I wasn't prepared for this. We've sort of been doing this. Okay, I'll ask Sam and Pam.
This one goes to Sam first.
This one goes to Sam. Sam first. Do you think, Sam, if you veto an idea, that I could push back and try to persuade you and you to get you to change your mind? Or when you make a decision in life, is the door closed for good?
Oh, well, I'm always, my door is always open. I'm always interested in feedback. I thrive on constructive criticism. You know, my decisions are not infallible. They're very good, but they're not infallible. And I'm happy to hear your feedback. I'm also happy to, you know, ignore your feedback and insist on my veto, but not, no, I'm not firm like that. I'm always open to hearing what people have to say.
Okay. I guess the same question to Pam.
Could you repeat the question, please?
What do you think? What do you, how open would you be if you vetoed an idea to try to have me try to change your mind?
I'd be open to it. Would I have to listen?
No.
Okay.
God, it really is like a marriage, isn't it?
So I'd be open to summarize my position. I'd be open to it as long as I didn't necessarily have to listen to it.
You'd be open like me. Like you'd
Yeah.
be open to pretending to consider it.
Right. No,
Yes.
I would maybe. Well, it depends.
Okay. Now you're reasonable. Reasonable person. Or so it would seem while you're sitting in that big conference room.
All right, the next question goes to Pam first. Pam and Sam, I'm going to give you a hypothetical scenario in which the program is in progress and the two security people who we've hired to prevent Andy from chewing gum are attempting to take the gum out of Andy's mouth. And in one scenario, Andy actually bites the person and draws blood from that security person. What would your attitude on that be? And in the second scenario, in the course of prying Andy's mouth open with a wrench, Andy develops tetanus and lockjaw and then can no longer do the show for 3 months.
Yeah, students of history might recognize that question. That was the exact same question that was posed to Nixon and Kennedy in 1960.
Yeah, Nixon could not stop sweating
Yeah,
from
exactly.
that question, and that cost him the election.
Okay, we're going to ignore that question because it was stupid. Okay, now it's my turn again.
Wait, I have answers
Oh,
ready.
it's just stupid. We're just moving on. Okay, and
This
then.
show is important. Ken is a valuable member of this team, and he's asked
I
very
wasn't
important
even listening.
questions.
I wasn't even listening. Okay, here we go. Pam, I'm going to read you three show ideas, and I just would love to hear your gut reaction. Don't think about them. Gut reaction, just thumbs up or thumbs down, and then Sam, I'll do the same for you. Okay, you ready? You t ready, Pam?
Are you giving me a list, or I have to
No, I'm
respond
gonna no, I'm
immediately?
gonna give you I'm gonna read the first one now. Ready? Okay. Listeners call and recall the happiest moment of their life.
Well, I think if you bite somebody and it brings blood, then you would have to pay them a certain amount of money because you will have signed a contract with that security guard.
Okay. Here's another one. You just tell me if this thumbs up or thumbs down for the next idea. These are all ideas that I've jotted down. What is the most disturbing story in the Bible?
Well, I think if you get lockjaw, then you can have Aaron teach you how to use one of his machines, or you can borrow it from Aaron and then
Okay.
be able to use the show. So you won't have to miss a show.
Okay. Yeah, it really is like I'm talking to myself. Okay. And then the third one, the final one, we have a new dog at our house. I bring the new dog into the studio, and listeners via the radio, you know, remotely, try to teach our new dog a new trick.
I would approve that.
You would?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Okay. Ken didn't approve it. Oh, okay, but I would have, so it would have been two against one. If we were
What happens in that scenario?
Then I get then I have at least the moral high ground. I can actually say, hey, our president approved it. Okay,
Well, no,
ready, Sam?
I get first pass, actually.
Right.
We pass on to Pam and Sam, whoever's elected, the show ideas that you and I are ready to move forward with. Yeah, I was firmly against the dog training idea. Because
Well, there
you
you
can't,
go.
because you can't,
So there
you
would be,
can't train a dog.
It would be too entertaining.
Well, the dog is not listening to the radio. The speakers
well, you
are.
Turn it, well, you have a speaker in the studio.
But why isn't the dog listening to the radio?
Because the speakers go off when the microphone is on to prevent feedback. So in order to have the dog listening to what the listeners are saying, you would actually have to have doggy headphones.
Andy, you're right. Ken really is a buzzkill.
This is welcome to my world. This is all I hear. Okay, we can't do that. The FCC won't let us do that. No, that will never work. That's not good radio. It's too visual. Okay, are you ready?
These go to Sam.
Some ideas passed to you.
Three ideas for Sam.
Okay. Sam, Ken and I are, I'm close to 70. Ken is in his late 60s. We are going to get to heaven before many of our listeners. Well, because we'll probably, you know, just statistically, we're doomed. We're going to die first. We would offer in one show to make notes, and we would be because we're going to get to heaven first before our listeners. We would ask our listeners who we could say hello to them for once we get to heaven, or any messages they'd like to relate. We're going to get to heaven before you. Is there somebody we could contact when we get there and relay a message to? Is that a show that you would approve?
That is super creepy. I would not approve that.
It makes you uncomfortable?
Keep this show wholesome. Yeah.
Okay. How about this? Okay. This is an idea that I've been pitching every week to Ken, and he has not approved. For the first half of the show, we invite callers to confess something very embarrassing, and we disguise their voices, which we have the technology to do. We've done it frequently. For the last half of the show, we call those listeners back, the same listeners, and threaten to play that call without their voice disguised unless they Venmo us money.
Yeah, that sounds great. I like
Doesn't
that.
It?
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Ken, what was your problem with that?
It's like making a prank call.
Exactly.
It's also fatally flawed because once you do it one time, I guess if you don't start the extortion until halfway through, then that's a moot point. I was going to say once you do it one time, nobody else will participate.
You do it straight for a half hour. And now that I've said this to Sam and Pam, we've blown it forever. But
it would have been fun.
Okay, the last one.
I support the heaven one now too. I changed my mind. I like the heaven one.
Oh wait, so you are flexible?
Yeah,
that's spooky. That
talked me into it.
Oh really?
Flexible or bipolar?
How about this? A radio staring contest.
I love it.
You do?
Say no more. I love it.
It makes no sense.
Haven't you done that already?
Yeah, I know. That's what I was just thinking.
Oh, we probably have. Oh, for the love
no,
of God. Well,
actually, Andy, we were going to do the staring contest one week, and then at the last minute, you bailed on it. You're like, what was I thinking?
Oh, that's what, okay. I must have realized at the last minute how stupid it was.
Yes.
See, the reason you could do a staring contest is because the show isn't funny because of the content. It's funny because of all the filler around the content. So you could do a stupid idea, but you managed to make it funny anyway.
Yeah, that was like the coin flipping episode was a great one. And
exactly.
All we did was flip coins for an hour.
would you approve this?
Who is this question towards?
Well, this is for Pam.
Well, you already, have you asked Sam 3?
Yes.
Yes, I did ask Sam 3, yes.
This is a bonus one?
Some of these we've actually done. I'm reading some of these old.
Well, Ken, he had 3 and 3.
Okay, Ken's 3 and 3. Moderate. You're right. That's right. Hey, Ken, why don't you remind people how they can vote? The voting will be open all week. Because people listen online and people archive it.
Right. We wanted to include the podcast listeners and the streaming on demand listeners. So you
can they vote?
You can vote for the next week by emailing me your vote, either Pam or Sam, for president of 7 Second Delay for the next 12 months. They get to veto. The winner gets to veto any show idea for the next 12 months.
What is that address? That email address.
Oh, interesting you should ask. I was just going to give it out, Andy. It is ken@wfmu.org. And we mandate that you only vote once per person. unless you happen to have extremely strong feelings about one candidate or the other, in which case you can vote twice.
So that's ken@wfmu.org. And how will they, when they send that email, how will they indicate which candidate they prefer?
Oh, perhaps by saying which candidate they prefer. That might work.
And don't forget, Pam spells her name with a silent S at the beginning.
Oh, so Pam spells it S-A-M.
Yes. It's a strange spelling.
That would be S-P-A-M.
S-P-A-M. Yes, Pam.
Spam. And then it never makes it to Ken. Because
right. If somebody writes that down in their email, who would get that vote?
I throw that vote away.
What if Pam and I joined and made a coalition, and we'd be like the spam coalition? Like Brangelina.
That's interesting.
My head would explode, Sam.
Well, that would be like, you mean like a parliamentary system where you both would combine your parties.
Yeah, don't need no stinking democracy.
Yeah, and don't forget, we also have four superdelegates. These four people can vote 10 times each. Nadia, the other Nadia, Pete the Gardener, and Zachary. And Zachary...
Do they have to cast all 10 for the same person?
That's a great question. Can they split their vote, Ken?
They can split their vote. If the superdelegates want to vote 5 for one person and 5 for the other, I don't understand why they would want to do that, but they are allowed to do that.
Pete, I'm just asking for one of your votes. You can give Pam the other 9. I just want one of your votes.
Oh, my gosh. You're what a mensch. Okay, now we can open up. Maybe we should open up the phones, Ken.
We're in the upstairs studio, so we actually do seriously have a new phone number tonight.
Oh, hey, what's that new phone number? You should give it out.
Oh, yeah, good idea. If I give it out, maybe people will call it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, now?
Yes.
Oh, okay, 201-536-9368. You might notice some similarities to the old phone number, but it is, in fact, different.
Nobody cares. 201-536-9368. 201-536-9368. So this is our town hall section of the...
Isn't that the menopause campaign hotline? Or the...
Oh, the PMS hotline? No.
PMS hotline.
No, it is not.
Pam, did you find that offensive, the PMS hotline, where we gave priority to women?
Sam just... decided what it should be, the menopause hotline.
The what? The menopause hotline? That would be
I would be offended if you didn't do that, because you have to make things fair. So you people have PMS and people have menopause.
That would be amazing, yes.
All right, we have our...
could have the ED line.
We have our first 7-second delay citizen ready to ask a question. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Bob! Who would call the line?
Hey,
201-536-9368.
Say that again, caller.
I said, I hope everyone gets the help they need. It's Superdelegate Zachary here, just popping in real quick.
Hi, Zachary.
Hey, guys. Zachary. Zachary carries a lot of weight.
Zachary, my favorite caller.
Please pay attention.
Love this guy.
Now, a big question a lot of people are asking is what involvement are you going to have with the idea of breaking it down and really understanding where it's going to go as the show unfolds? Or are you just going to go with your gut?
This is Pam speaking, not Sam. As I understand it, is the idea. And so it's prior to the show actually starting. And Andy and Ken are in control once it's underway, unless Sam decides to reinstate his position of whatever it's called.
Appraiser,
thank you.
Wow.
Okay, Sam, do you want to take a stab at Citizen Zachary's question?
Sam, you can't ridicule or ignore it because he's worth 10 votes.
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, in essence, this is the ethics problem, the trolley. It's the trolley problem. If you see the show going off the rails, are you going to intervene while it's unfolding?
I don't think I would have the authority to do that. I think I can veto the show before it starts, but once it started, I don't think I could stop it.
Yeah, I mean, once,
you'd stay
once
within your bounds of power. You wouldn't try to supersede it.
I don't have a key to the station. I would. I could go there and physically. I mean, I could try to get the gum guys to stop them, but that's not your contract.
Oh, we've already started a fund. But some of the listeners on the chat board for make sure we can get those gum guys in.
The problem is they're only authorized to do gum. I mean, they're not authorized to do show ID. They can't. They don't have the training to know if the show's going off the rails. They're really just gum technique guys.
Well, they're gum.
Maybe that's something you can invest in.
It's the gum group because they could be gum gals too. So it's
we're gonna have one of each.
Okay, yes, the gum group.
And they're both gonna be they them pronoun gum.
Okay.
People.
You know when my wife and I are at the theater or in a movie, my nickname becomes Chompy. Just so you know, Beth is on your side entirely, and that was an interesting problem, but it was not really related to the trolley problem.
Oh yeah, do you do something? Do you just let it go by? Or
both of us have answered that it is not. I'm answering for myself. I would not overstep my powers as president because my powers as president would be to veto a show before it actually happens.
Okay.
Good answer. All right. Yeah. Responsible answer.
Let's get some other citizens in here.
Okay. Thank you, Zachary.
201-536-9338.
Zachary.
And we are about to take our second citizen. Hi, you're on the air.
Ken, I have a question for you as a citizen.
Well, I'm not up for election. Who's this?
It's Greg from Central Valley.
Oh, hi, Greg. Do you have a question for our two candidates, Pam or Sam?
The concern is about impeachment. Is there a provision for impeachment of the president? If they approve too many shows, is there a way for the citizens to uprise and revolt?
Nope.
Yeah, that would be great. No, Ken, that would be pretty great. We could blame Pam or Sam for our weaknesses.
You want to have a provision for impeachment, Andy?
Wouldn't that be great? And then you and I could testify about the great shows we wanted to do. That would be an amazing show.
How would it work? How would it work?
It would work. It would work after 7 months of weak-ass shows. You and I would go on the air and we would plead our case to the listeners.
Oh, and then the listeners vote on whether to impeach
of
Pam.
Of course.
I see. Okay. There.
Of course.
There you go, Greg. There's the answer, Greg.
Okay, that's probably the best show idea I've ever heard. Oh, my God. The past.
The only thing is I'm going to approve and deny shows via text, so I'll have a record of whether or not I had approved or denied.
Oh, a paper trail.
Exactly.
Okay. That'll make it a little tougher. I'm not going to lie to you. Now I have to fly to San Francisco and steal your phone. I know it becomes a little more involved.
We are in the midst of the town hall segment of the election of the president of 7 Second Delay. The phone number here is 201-536-9368. If you have a question for candidate Pam or candidate Sam. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, how are you? This is Peter from Arkansas.
Hi, Peter from Arkansas.
Hey, what's happening? So I have a quick question for both candidates, and then I'll hang up and listen to their answers. I was wondering, as president, would they be willing to occupy and ultimately annex other shows on the WFMU schedule? Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Peter.
Well, I was hoping somebody would ask that.
Do you mean the equivalent of storming the Capitol?
Like the equivalent of taking over Greenland or something. Like, can we maybe take away an hour of Irwin's show?
But how could you take how could you take another person's show and you don't have access?
I know the station manager. I have access to him.
That question is moot. By the way, moot, that's not a bad title for our show. The question is moot.
Well, do you want to let Sam and Pam address the question? No, it makes no sense to me. Okay.
I have a question. Sam and Pam, there's no talent portion of this contest, but if there was a talent portion of this contest and you had advance notice, what would you be doing for us tonight?
Probably singing.
I would do a hand puppet show right here.
Really? But that's for you,
Andy.
But that's terrible, really.
Because it's all about you, Sam.
Wait, hold on. Something Pam just said is very interesting. All about me. That's something to consider. That's very interesting. Interesting theory.
Unfortunately, you don't have a super vote, so.
Yeah, exactly.
But, Andy,
I need to get smarter.
Andy, you seem to be confusing what we're doing here, which is an exercise in democracy, with a mere beauty pageant.
You're right. Exactly.
Elections don't have a talent segment.
I wish more people would make that. I wish they did. I'm sure most people agree they wish. That would be amazing, wouldn't it? During the debates, a little pause for the talent competition.
We should have had a bathing suit competition.
Well, the bathing suit competition has yet to come.
Well, wait for Nancy Pelosi to die and then have the bathing. Please, for the love of God. All right. So we have 201.
I veto that joke.
Okay. What I love is Pam will not admit she just laughed.
Sam said that he would veto that joke, and Pam giggled.
Big laugh.
Pam giggled into her hand.
Big laugh. Well, big laugh from San Francisco. You can't mess with Pelosi jokes in San Francisco. 201-536-9368. Do we have any other callers, Ken?
The sad thing is that Andy is so hot for Nancy Pelosi.
I want to know, in terms of ranking, like Nancy Pelosi, where'd she fit in terms of whatever, Gloria Gaynor or...
Yeah, Joey Heatherton. Yeah, Andy,
Joey Heatherton.
Please rank Joey Heatherton, Jane Mansfield, Anne Margaret, and Nancy Pelosi. But now, all of them now.
Well, it's not hard. It's a three-way tie for first. Anne Margaret, Joey Heatherton, and... Wait, who was your other bombshell? Bridget Bardot.
Jane Mansfield.
And Nancy Pelosi. Although there were only four candidates, Nancy Pelosi came in eighth.
Okay. Here we go. We're going to another citizen. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yes, hi. This is Chris in Silver Spring.
Hey, Chris. Have you got a question for candidate Sam or candidate Pam?
Well, for each of the candidates, I would like to know if they would be willing to take on a behind-the-scenes Elon Musk sort of guy to really be the power behind the throne.
Okay, I'm going to say goodbye, and then we can take their answers with you off the air. Go ahead, Pam.
If we were willing to take on, because we're president, so we wouldn't be taking it on.
Well, would you hire a broligarch to really run?
But no. We have Andy.
It's just not an option. It's not on the menu.
I would hire Mark Hurst to do the opposite of Elon Musk.
Hire more people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just bring in more volunteers.
Get you people off Google once and for all.
Think how great FMU would be, Ken, if you quadrupled the number of volunteers.
No.
Think how fast those T-shirts would be folded.
That sounds like a nightmare, to be
honest. No, I know. Four times as much ZD.
All right, the phone number here, it's a new one.
Four times as much ZD.
It's 201-536-9368. Andy, the listeners are pointing out that Nancy Pelosi was, in fact, stunning and beautiful as a young woman.
Yeah. No, I agree. No, I've seen pictures. I mean, until her ninth birthday. I'm not going to argue with you.
Oh.
That counted as a child molestation joke.
Yeah. You need a goat scream there.
Please.
So, okay.
Or I need to get the shot collar.
So Pam, that's actually part of your campaign platform. Those jokes you don't think are as funny as I do.
Well, right. Unfortunately, it's any show theme. I have to admit, I would not have control over the actual show, but I might find a way to do something about that, being president.
There would be a weekly phone call with you, and you can express your displeasure.
Okay. Yeah, just to, in case you tuned in late, Sam and Pam articulated their platforms at the start of tonight's show. And Pam said that she would veto any rape topics or any child molestation topics. Sam said that he would veto any money shows, those shows where Andy doesn't really have an idea and he's just giving away money. And Sam also said that he would guarantee one zinger every 5 minutes. All right, back to the phones.
You have an interesting choice there, listeners. And how can they vote, Ken? Why don't you remind them?
They can vote by calling, by emailing me at ken@wfmu.org and telling me who their choice is. And they can only vote once per person unless they have very, very, very strong feelings, in which case they can vote twice. But they have to promise not to abuse the right to vote twice.
Yeah, and don't vote twice unless you really feel strongly.
Super candidates, super delegates can vote 10 times. That's Nadia number one, Nadia number two, Pete the Gardener, or Zachary. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
It's Peter from Saranac Lake. I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either. Hi, Peter.
You love the show.
I got a question for both candidates.
Okay.
Would you create a Department of 7-Second Delay Efficiency? And if so, who would you fire?
Oh, the opposite question of what we just got. Thanks, Peter. Sam, what do you say?
I don't think you can be any more efficient. You got two guys. If you fire one of them, it's going to be less good. So no, I'm not going to do that.
Pam?
We used to have a call screener. There was a third leg to the stool.
We had many call screeners over the years.
But we don't anymore.
Why not?
What a great question. Why don't we have call screeners? It's a great question. Ken?
Well, we don't really have a problem with crank callers as much as we used to because all of those people have become internet trolls.
Yeah.
No, they've all become internet trolls. What's the point of pranking
of them have early onset dementia. We've outlived many of them. Now we should have a couple of minutes each, a minute at least each, for a final summation, a final word from each of them.
Well, what about the bathing suit competition?
I think we're gonna forego that.
No, you really wanted.
Andy, I really, really, really want to sleep at home tonight.
Andy, you really wanted the bathing suit competition.
I'm kidding.
You were begging me for it.
That's why God gave you and me fevered imagination. Okay, so do you want to...
Besides, I would like to still have a job on that work. So.
Exactly. Well,
what if you just have to remove one item of clothing?
Let it go, Ken. Let it go with this bathing suit thing.
Here, my shoe.
There you go.
Ooh.
And now, Andy, you say va-va-voom.
Va-va-voom, because of the shoe. Va-va-voom, I'll say it.
Say it like you mean it. Jesus.
It's embarrassing to be asked to say va-va-voom.
You're wearing a Cougars baseball hat.
I know. I was just wondering what that is.
I am?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know where va-voom. I get it. Oh, but wait, Cougars. But Cougars doesn't mean the lascivious Cougars.
But you got no one would, but you bought
no
it.
No one would wear a baseball cap celebrating sex with older women.
You bought it last night at Hooters. You were telling me about it.
That would be the greatest baseball cap ever. It says Cougars, and it has an silhouette of an older woman.
The Hooter Cougars.
How do you do a silhouette of an older woman? The boobs are down to the stomach?
I would take
that cap.
You get
all right,
Nancy Pelosi.
We only have 3.5 minutes left to go.
Okay, let's get a 1 minute summation from each of our candidates. Now, wait, Sam, you went first. So, Pam, why don't you? Wait, I'm sorry. What's the advantage to go last?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, go ahead, Pam. Do you have a 1 minute summation?
But we don't have that many minutes. I'm always for making the show a better thing. And so since we have very limited time, I'll just say vote for me.
Perfect.
I stand for freedom. I stand for quality. I stand for humor. I demand quality shows. I will not accept Andy paying people off for cheap stunts. I will not accept zingerless shows, and I will deliver for you and whatever. So yeah, vote for me. Thank you.
That quality word, that's the scariest word I've ever heard.
Yes, kind of step up your game.
Quality is a very subjective thing.
Andy, we're
proof of that, aren't we?
Andy, okay. How do you feel?
I think a show idea can be like, what does Andy have on his desk?
Oh, yeah. Let's
guess.
Well, Lysol.
A lot of Lysol, yeah.
A lot of Lysol. What is that? Ibuprofen and water.
Yeah, that Lysol is very, very important around here. I don't want to go into detail.
Yeah, there's Lysol. There's alcohol pads. There's Viagra. There's meta.
Oh yeah, look at that. That's why he didn't want the ED line.
There's Metamucil.
Well, this is actually fiber.
Yeah, Metamucil.
No, I'm 94.
That's why you need the lights.
Shut up. 94 years old, kids.
Okay, don't forget, the way to vote for Sam or Pam as president is to email me, ken@wfmu.org. One vote per person, unless you have very strong feelings, and then you can vote twice, as long as you don't abuse that privilege.
And we do have a vote also because we are members of this community.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, you both have been great. I'm actually relieved I don't have to decide myself. I recuse myself. But thank you so much, Pam and Sam. And
now you're headed off to Toronto, is that right?
I am. I'm going to be out of town, but I'll be here via Zoom.
Sounding as great as you sound right now.
I'll try to step up my game technically.
No, you sound good. You sound fine. Yeah.
That's because he's basically kissing the screen.
I am very close to the mic. All right, be good, Sam, Pam. Thank you, Ken. I love you.
I love you more. And thank you to Jeremiah for the newsletter. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. We have two very special fill-ins coming up tonight. Little Danny is filling in for both Weekly World Blues coming up momentaneously. And then at 8 o'clock, he's also filling in for Honky Tonk Radio Girl. So please stay tuned.
All right.